The number of false distress calls made in the Great Lakes region has almost tripled from last year. Great Lakes Today's Elizabeth Miller reports that faking an emergency can put others in danger.
Anyone there? Please, tell us. We're stuck and we're stranded. We're all tired, we're all hungry. Please come back.
This was one of the more than 160 fake distress calls that the Coast Guard 9th District has received this year, compared to just 55 last year. Since the agency takes every call seriously, hoax calls can greatly deplete resources needed for real emergencies, according to the 9th District's Christopher Yaw.
If we think someone's in the water, that can launch a helicopter from one of our air stations. If it's something that's large enough, we could be launching Coast Guard cutters. Being that we have the shared border, that could even launch getting some Canadian assets involved.
The Coast Guard says helicopters could cost $16,000 an hour to operate, while boats run about $4,500 an hour. The Coast Guard says, on average, the response to a hoax call can last 3 hours before it's called off. People can face up to 6 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines for knowingly making a false distress call. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.